Good morning and praise the Lord, dearly beloved, and to the church in their house. This is God's word for today, and today we're reading from Ezekiel chapter 8, and we're reading beginning in verse 1. And it came to pass in the sixth year, in the sixth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I sat in mine house, and the elders of Judah sat before me, that the hand of the Lord God fell there upon me. Then I beheld, and lo, a likeness as of the appearance of fire from the appearance of his loins, even downward, fire, and from his loins even upward, as the appearance of brightness, as the color of amber. And he put forth the form of an hand, and took me by the lock of mine head. And the Spirit of the Lord lifted me up between the earth and heaven, and brought me into the visions of God to Jerusalem, to the door of the inner gate that looketh toward the north, where was the seat of the image of jealousy, which provoketh to jealousy. And behold, the glory of God of Israel was there, according to the vision that I saw in the plain. And said he unto me, Son of man, lift up thine eyes now the way toward the north. So I lifted up mine eyes the way toward the north, and behold, northward at the gate of the altar, this image of jealousy in the entry. And he said furthermore unto me, Son of man, seest thou what they do? Even the great abominations that the house of Israel committed here, that I should go far off from my sanctuary? But turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations. And he brought me to the door of the court, and when I looked, behold, a hole in the wall. Then he said unto me, Go in, and behold the wicked abominations that they do here. So I went in and saw, and behold, every form of creeping things, and abominable beasts, and all the idols of the house of Israel, portrayed upon the wall round about. And there stood before them 70 men of the ancients of the house of Israel. And in the midst of them stood Jezaniah the son of Shaphan, with every man his censer in his hand, and a thick cloud of incense went up. Then said he unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen what the ancients of the house of Israel do in the dark? Every man in the chambers of his imagery? For they say the Lord seeth us not. The Lord hath forsaken the earth. And he said unto me, Turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations that they do. Then he brought me to the door of the gate of the Lord's house, which was toward the north. And behold, there sat women weeping for Tammuz. Then said he unto me, Hast thou seen this, O son of man? Turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations than these. And he brought me into the inner court of the Lord's house, and behold, at the door of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men, with their backs toward the temple of the Lord, and their face toward the east, and they worshiped the sun toward the east. Then he said unto me, Hast thou seen this, O son of man? Is it a light thing to the house of Judah that they commit the abominations which they commit here? For they have filled the land with violence and have returned to provoke me to anger. And lo, they put the branch to their nose. Therefore will I also deal in fury. Mine eyes shall not spare, neither will I have pity. And though they cry in mine ears with a loud voice, yet will I not hear them. Here Ezekiel is taken out into a spirit by the Lord, and to show him the abominations and the rebellion, the disobedience and the idolatry of his chosen people. And we should learn the just recompense of the Lord for the idol worship, rebellion, and disobedience in my humble opinion, many devastating things that are taking place even today. Like the spread of the pestilence, influenza, colds. We're looking now, tornadoes and storms and rain and wind, and God is destroying property. He's destroying people's homes. He's destroying their properties. And all of these things cause a displeasure with him. And this is why he's doing it, because people disregard him. They disrespect him. Because if they respected God and loved God, they would stop some of the sin and the sinful things that they're doing, the idolatrous things that they're doing. Because the Lord said he's jealous and he'd have no other God before him. But people still walk after the flesh rather than to seek God in the spirit. But there is just recompense from God. And so when God began to tear up things and take things away, don't cry. Or if you cry, cry unto the Lord in repentance. He might hear your cry. A man is not rightly conditioned until he's happy, healthy, and a prosperous being. And happiness, health, and prosperity are the result of a harmonious adjustment of the inner with the outer of the man with his surroundings. James Allen. Love God, love others, and love yourself. Again today, let us pray. All wise and eternal God, in the holy name of Jesus the Christ, we give you thanks, praise, honor, and glory for your goodness and for your mercy. We thank you, Holy Father, for the opportunity to experience the dawning of this new day with the sand of our mind and the activity of our limbs. And we ask you again, God, today to forgive us anywhere and everywhere we failed you in word and deed or in thought, that as we embark upon this day to go perform the tasks you set before us today, that we do it with purpose, with pride, dignity, and diligence. Because we are grateful. We want to show you gratitude. We want to let you know that we thank you because we weren't worthy of salvation. We couldn't buy it. But it's out of your love and your mercy. It's out of your compassion that you saved us and baptized us with your spirit. And for that, thank you, God. Thank you for looking beyond our flaws and our faults and seeing our needs. And as you saved us, God, we know that we have been saved, that by us others can be saved. But we want to help them to know and to understand that they must have the indwelling of the Christ of God, for the Lord Jesus left it on record. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, hallelujah. That a man must be born again of the water and of the spirit. But the devil is in people's minds, and he's fighting against this truth that many preachers in Christianity, they believe when you just, they repeat behind the preacher that I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sin and I accept him as my personal Savior. Lord God, we know that you've made your word too clear to help people to understand that that is not salvation. So we're praying and I'm asking you for myself, God, to as a pastor, refresh every one of us. Grant the Holy Ghost unto every one of us again, that we might preach and teach this gospel without fear, favoritism, or compromise, but we'll teach it with purpose, with pride, dignity, and diligence to help people to understand that to be born again, God, the word, that prophetic utterance from the Lord Jesus came to fulfillment on the day of Pentecost, because on that day they were born of the Spirit. They received the baptism of the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues as God gave them the utterance. And then they went and received water baptism in Jesus' name. God, as the apostles were instructed to do, God, and so everyone that become a part of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, these are prerequisites for that to be truth. God, because your scripture can't be broken, and what you said to one, you said to all. And from the very inception of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, this is what happened. And then you let Peter say to the people, every one of you, so every one of us have become a part of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, These are prerequisites for that. God, this is your instruction. This is your word, God. And we know that the devil is using people to manipulate that and to cause people to feel and think that they don't have to do that. All they have to have is just the letter. But we know, God, that the letter killeth, but it's the spirit that maketh alive. We know that, God, because Paul had the word. He had the letter. He was very astute, God, with the letter, with the law. God, but when the Lord Jesus, when you did let Jesus speak to him and said to him that he needed to go down to Damascus and talk to Ananias, a devout man, God, and we called him the preacher. And so since Paul had to go and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, he received water baptism in Jesus' name. He had the letter. God, hallelujah. But you did it for him. In the name of Jesus the Christ, God, when the disciples, Jesus' disciples, as they followed him, as he taught them, as he wrought miracles in their presence, open eyes, open ears, took paralysis off of people so they could walk, God, and just did some, just miracle after miracle. Even when he asked them, who do you say that I, the Son of Man, am? And when they did that, hallelujah, God, they didn't know. But then they had to go and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. God, and so we know today, when preachers and people teach folks that they don't have to have the regeneration, it's not scriptural sound. But we, God, we ask you, Lord, for those of us that understand it, that believe it, that have received it, it has happened for us at your choosing. We're trying to help others to understand that this is what the scripture teaches. And except we do what you tell us to do, when the Lord Jesus stand in the clouds and shout for the righteous, we're not going to hear him. So we ask you, Lord God, to strengthen every pastor to preach again, I say, without fear, favoritism, or compromise. God, but to preach and teach and demonstrate, God, with purpose, with pride, dignity, and diligence to help people come out of darkness into the light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we might be able to help others to come out of that darkness, God. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, God, again to, as the preachers preach and they preach the truth, as they demonstrate the truth, God, faith in the believers are going to be enhanced. God, and because you let us know in your word that it is impossible to please you without faith, God, and so we let us know that faith comes by hearing your word, and your word has to come from a preacher that has been sent, because that's when we get the clarity. That's when we get the understanding, because you said to the preachers that you would give your people, would feed them with knowledge and with understanding. So we're asking you again this morning, God, at this very hour right now, to help every pastor, every preacher, everywhere, God, to accept the gospel for what it is. Let you do what you do, God, and you promised and you've kept your promise that when we walk up right before you, God, that there's no good thing that you will withhold from us. When we walk up right before you and delight ourselves in you, you would give us the desire of our heart. So we thank you for it. We praise you for it. We honor you for it, God, in the name of Jesus the Christ. And we're asking you, God, for when people sickness befall them because of their faith and their confidence and their trust in you and in your word. And God, hallelujah, they're crying out to you, Lord, heal my body. Lord, get me out of this sick bed. And as they cry out to you in sincerity and in truth, God, at your discretion, for those, God, that you're going to heal and get them out of those sick beds and back on their feet, God, hallelujah, God, they'll get around and they'll be able to tell people, hallelujah, that you are a healer. God did this for me. God, and there are some that you're going to heal them and get them out of the sick bed, God, because they're crying to you and they're going to seek you and you're going to save them, baptize them with the Holy Ghost. And there are some that are in sick beds, God, we understand and we know that there are some in sick beds, God, and particularly and hopefully those that know you by baptism, God, those that know you by regeneration, that have the indwelling of your spirit. If you don't get them out of the sick beds, what we know is that they're going to just go to sleep until the Lord Jesus Christ come to get us. God, and then they're going to get up from the grave and go meet the Lord in the air. So we thank you, God, the faith that we trust you with. We believe your word, God. Hallelujah. And we ask you to just refresh the pastor, the preachers. They preach, God, without fear, favoritism, or compromise. God, that people that are slipping away because they're allowing their feelings, their emotions to control their decision-making, and they've made some decisions to have them in dark places, God, and they know that they're back in the darkness that you got them out of, many of them. Many of them never came out of the darkness, but they have friends that have talked to them about being saved. God, but when they just feel that the devil start really beating them up and dragging them away from the truth, and they find themselves doing things that they know that's wrong, God, has hallelujah, that is immoral, God, that they will turn and they'll cry out to you, and you'll turn, God, for those that have the Holy Ghost, God, you will refresh them, that those that don't have it, God, but they cry out in sincerity, you will save them by baptizing them with the Holy Ghost, God, and you'll get them back on the right path in life that they can walk and talk and go and demonstrate the gospel of Jesus Christ to help others to come out of that darkness they're in into the light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And for that, we hallelujah. God, yes, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. God, because I'm believing right now that somebody's crying out to you and they're praying, Lord, please forgive me. I messed up. Hallelujah. I made a bad decision. I let them fool me. I let them trick me. I knew better, but I let them lure me out of the truth. God, hallelujah. God, and they're just crying out to you, Lord, please help me. Help me, God, hallelujah. Refresh me, Lord, hallelujah. God, and when you need a bosha, when you decide that they're sincere in their quest, you're going to get them back on the right path in life. And for that, thank you, thank you, thank you. And there are those, God, hallelujah, that have lost their financial independence and self-sufficiency, and they're struggling. They don't know what to do. The devil is trying to get them to go and do some illegal, immoral activity. God, but we're asking you by faith in Jesus' name, when they keep crying out to you, Lord, please forgive me and help me. Anywhere I failed you, Lord, in word and deed or in thought, help me, Lord. God, hallelujah, particularly for those of the household of faith. God, in the name of Jesus, refresh, restore. God, save, heal. God, give them, get their livelihoods back. God, give them their self-sufficiency back, God, that they can take care of their family and their responsibilities, that there'll be a greater financial asset to the church. So we thank you for it. We believe you to do it because it's a light thing for you. And we ask you, God, again today that all those that have lost loved ones, God, and their hearts are heavy today, right now, God, we're asking you by faith in Jesus' name to, God, to refresh them, comfort them, console them, strengthen them, God, to get up, God, and as the psalmist said, I look to the hill from whence cometh my help. My help come from the Lord. And when they begin to cry out to you, God, when they begin to confess and said, hallelujah, the devil wanted me to be mad with you because you took my loved one or you let my loved one die. All these things. But when they begin to confess and God, please forgive me for even having the thought, but God, strengthen me to get myself up. And when you hear that sincerity, you're going to strengthen them. They're going to be able to get themselves up and they're going to move forward. And they're going to live their lives in such a fashion as to give you joy, that you'll continue to strengthen them and they'll help others. God, in like fashion, to don't give up, just keep praying and pray sincerely and God will help you. And for that, we thank you. We ask you, God, to turn every home into a God presence home, particularly for those homes where there is at least one person in that home that have the baptism of your spirit, or at least one person in that home that know that praying is right. God, and they pray in the home, but the children are rebellious. The children, there's disorder in the home. There's disrespect in the home. Anxiety, God, and depression. These spirits are in the homes, God. There's no happiness. There's no peace. The husbands and the wives are fussing and arguing and debating with one another and fighting and pushing and shoving and hitting. God, hallelujah. But because of that one person in that home, when they begin to pray and pray sincerely and they begin to just cry out to you and they begin to name things that they want to change in their home, God, and then after a while, prayerfully and hopefully, God, another one will join with them, and then another one, and then another one. And then after a while, God, the whole house is praying together. They're reading your word together. God, they put themselves on dedications together, God, to get to you, God, and they'll get to the church house, and they get back to the church house and begin to cry out to you in sincerity and in truth. And when you hear the sincereness in their voices, God, you're going to save them by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God, how thank you, God. And so we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, Lord. God, hallelujah. And until the day that the Lord Jesus Christ comes, everyone to seek you for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, Holy Father, we know that at your discretion, God, you're going to baptize them too with the Holy Ghost, that they too will be able to have the indwelling power that to resist the devil and make him flee from them, and they won't keep yielding to Satan, God, but they'll stand up and rebuke him, and he will have to flee from them. So we thank you, we praise you, we honor you, Lord. God, again, we just thank you for those that you're healing and getting them out of sick beds. We thank you, God, for those that have lost their way, but you're granting them a refreshing from your presence. We're thanking you, Lord God, for those that have lost their livelihoods and their financial independence. And God, and you're restoring it. You're creating ways to restore it to them. We thank you, God, for, hallelujah, turning homes into God presence homes. Thank you, God, for giving strength and courage to those that have lost loved ones. God, and they all get to the church house together and begin to cry out to you, begin to worship you, God, in the name of Jesus the Christ. And God, and because of the praise, because of the worship, because of the gratitude, because of thanking you, God, hallelujah, you're going to grant them a refreshing, God, hallelujah, that they're going to get new strength and new energy and new effort and more clarity and more understanding, that they're going to help others to come out of darkness into this marvelous light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank you, we praise you, we honor you, Holy Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And on the civil side of our lives, we ask you, God, to move, God, with these elected officials, God, hallelujah, that they rightly and justly represent the constituency that they represent. God, hallelujah, that they don't make decisions because they're just going to side with people that are manipulators, that are liars, God, hallelujah. They're just taking advantage of people, God, but turn things around. God, hallelujah. We know, God, that your wrath and your fury is in the land. And we know, God, that you're not backing down from it. But what you are doing, God, is you're helping us, God, to know that if we receive your spirit and we walk in accordance to your word, walk in obedience to your word, you let us know, hallelujah, it's written in your word. If we delight ourselves in you, there you would even grant us the desires of our heart. You let us know in your word if we walk up right before you, hallelujah. God, there is no good thing that you'll withhold from us. You let us know, hallelujah, we believe that we can have what we say. We shall have what we say. God, we know, God, by your word, that the things that we desire when we pray, we believe we receive it. We shall have it. We thank you for your word. God, help us to activate that word in our lives. God, help us to believe it in our hearts. God, that as we move forward, we represent you in the way, God, that gives you joy. In the name of Jesus the Christ, our risen Lord, we thank you, we praise you, God. But until the day comes that we are all caught away, when the Lord Jesus stand in the clouds of power and great glory with the trump of God, we're asking you, God, hallelujah, to continue to maintain our cause. Hallelujah. We're asking you, God, to continue to lead and guide us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. We're asking you, God, to continue to supply us, God, according to your riches and glory, with whatever it is that we need to be who you want us to be or to do what you want us to do. Hallelujah. God, to give you glory and honor. Thank you, God, that you're going to work it out. Hallelujah. That you're going to make it, God, and place it in our lives, that we're going to represent you, that we're going to be able to be caught up and meet the Lord Jesus in the air, and shall be able to come home and be with you forever. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we thank you, Holy Father. We praise you and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. And we do believe that we're going to have what we ask, because we do ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. And we thank you, God. Good morning, good morning, good afternoon. God bless you, God bless you. Hallelujah, God, hallelujah, God, hallelujah, God. Thank you, God, thank you, God. Hallelujah. Amen. Remember again today that things are not as bad as they seem. Nothing can happen to you today that God and you can't handle. And you keep telling yourself, I am healed, I'm delivered, I'm prosperous, and I'm saved right now. And at God's discretion, he's going to manifest these things in your life if you just don't quit. So walk upright. And so as you would that men should do unto you, do ye also unto them.